Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Pei Ches Omer Aleph. We are in the fifth Vayah Mishnah Brura, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simin Tov Ayin Zayin, which we just began yesterday, which deals with the halachos of the Afikoman, a very, very important Simin. So we read the Mechaber yesterday. I'll read it again quickly from the start of Sif Aleph. La'achar gemar kol asuda, after you finish the meal, ochle mi matzah shmur tachas amapa, kizayis kol echad. Everybody has to eat a kizayis of matzah from the afikomen, that was from the middle broken piece of matzah that you hit and put aside. And this is zeich lepesach and echal asove. And this is a reminder of the korban pesach that we unfortunately cannot eat today, b'shul avosein or rabim, but mi tzashem we will eat soon again, and this afikomen matzah that we eat is keneged that korban pesach. We did the Mishnah Berurah Aleph and Beis, and we had done Gimel as well. But in Gimel, we said we would discuss in Dirshu footnote number 3 the reason behind eating the korban pesach al asova. So he brings down the Yerushalmi from Pesachim. Sheish lachu shem yochlenu kishu roi v'toiv. If a person were to eat the korban pesach while he was starved and hungry, shem yobo lidei shviras etzem. He may come to break a bone. And we know estem lo sishbiru bo. You're not allowed to go break the bones of the korban pesach. Rashi in our Bavli in Pesachim says, Shachilas basar kol hakotshim tzrich lios derech hashivus ugedula. A person has to eat a korban in a very respectable and important fashion. And therefore, gamas korban pesach tzorich lechol bigamar hasvi, you eat it when you're already somewhat full, kidei shiyahenu ba'achiloso, that you'll enjoy it, ubekach techoshiv kachila derech gedula. A rich person isn't starved, he never has to grab the food down and shove it down his throat because he's so hungry, but you can eat it in a proper b'chavadik way. Kederach shamalachim v'hagedolim ochlim, like a king, a royal person, eats when he's not starved, he's always somewhat full, and therefore we eat the Korban Pesach in that royal type of a fashion. And the Ber Mordechai actually brings down that Yerushalmi is molded to this reason as well about Chashivas and Gdula, and it only gave the additional time not to break the Etzem, Kedei Levar Madua, Huktubo Achilas Korban HaChagiga L'Achilas Korban Pesach. You could have the same argument that Korban HaChagiga has to be eaten also in a royal fashion, so you shouldn't eat that while you're starving also, but the idea specifically the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban HaChagiga is to demonstrate also that we shouldn't bake the bones of the Korban Pesach. And Tosos in the Bavli also adds another tam nosaf, an additional reason, shukadeshi yishar bepiv, tam pesach u'matzah, that you should have the taste of the pesach and the matzah at the very end left still in your mouth. That's why we eat it when we're somewhat satiated already. This would be like your dessert, the last thing that you'll eat. Now we continue in the Mechaber. He says, v'yochalenu b'haseh, but you have to go and eat the afikomen while you're reclining. However, if you ate the afikomen without eating it while you're reclining, so then we pass, you don't have to go back and eat the afikomen again. If it's difficult for you to do so. The issue foot number 5 tells us, there's no problem if you want to, therefore, to go and eat it again, eat another kizayis behaseba, if the first kizayis that you ate was not behaseba. However, omnam, we learned previously in Simon Top Ayim Beis, if you forgot to eat it behaseba, you don't have to go back and eat it again. Why? Because you're not allowed to have afikomen twice, and there are three reasons to explain the difference over here that we required there, that you don't go back and eat it again. You rely upon the Rav Yoh, who said that you don't have to eat it besebo, because nowadays we don't recline. And why here we say that if you want to, you could go back and eat it again. So three reasons are given. First one is from Igros Moshe. They're all very similar. So Rav Moshe finds his Atzal writes, Shekan meduba kishadayin lo berach berach samazin. Here you haven't made berach samazin yet, and you didn't wash your hands mayim achronim. And therefore, it's still considered like you're eating the afikomen. So therefore, you're allowed to eat 2 kizayisim with the afikomen, 5 kizayisim with afikomen. So here it's like you're still continuing to eat the afikomen. So eat at least another kizayis if you can in a reclining position. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings a similar idea. He says, "Kamadu b'shadayin lo hivzik me'achilas afikomen." You haven't stopped eating the afikomen, and therefore you can eat additional kizayis be'seba. And the Shona Halachos brings down, "Shekamadu b'mishadayin lo hisiach daito." You haven't given up thoughts yet of eating the afikomen. And previously we said you already had hesach hadas, and therefore previously we said you can rely upon the Rav Yoh, but here we say go and eat another kizayis of the afikomen. The issue foot number 4 reminds us that we learned previously that there was a custom, some had it at the very beginning, halach ma'anya, they would put the afikomen on their back and walk around the table. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that some had the custom to do that over here before they eat the afikomen. The Kapachai brings down a beautiful minhag that some had. They say, at the time that they eat the afikomen, zeichel l'korban pesach, shoyenechal al hasova. This reminds us of the korban pesach that we used to eat al hasova. The Mechaber continues and says, you don't make a brach on the afikomen, v'lo yivarech alav. You already said al mitzvah smatzah earlier in the Seder, and you don't have to say it again. The Mishnah explains the Sivkon, hey, shurak l'zecher. This is only a zecher for the korban pesach, and there's no specific bracha on matzah on this. Kosef Shalom, the Shalom writes, Risi b'nei Aliyah, shumin ashkina matzos yamor. The Shalom tells us a beautiful idea. He says he saw very elevated people, choshev people, that they would kiss the matzah and they would kiss the moror. And likewise, v'chein ha-sukkah b'chlitzos v'yisyoso. And likewise, they would go kiss the sukkah when they entered it, when they left it. And v'chein arba minim shebelulav, they kissed the arba minim of the lulav. V'akol l'chibah v'mitzvah. All of this is to demonstrate their love for the mitzvah. The person who really loves the mitzvah will kiss it. We kiss the mezuzah, we kiss the Sefer Torah. Those are the ideas over here that are expressed when you kiss the matzah and the mor as well. Beautiful shalom. He brings down a beautiful skula in Dershu foot number 7 that some people would keep the afikomen, they would make a hole in it, and they'd keep it up in their house all year. They'd hang it up in their house all year, the leftover of the afikomen. Shein isalasos nekev zebi yontiv afilu besakin. You could even make this hole on yontiv. They would put the afikomen up as a skula for shmira. Hashem should protect us all. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'hei zoyel ochlo kodem chatzos." And one should be careful to eat the avikomen before it's midnight. There's your footnote number 9, tells us there's a big machlokus as to when exactly is midnight. There are different ways to count it. Do you count it from the tzeisa kochavim until dawn, which is olos hashachar, or do you go until neitzachama, which is when the sun rises, or do you just do it 12 hours opposite when chatzos is? So there are many different opinions. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal's, his opinion was it always was 11:56, or if the clock changes, then 12:56. There are different opinions. Each person should follow his rav. In any event, one has to be careful to finish eating the matzah of the afikomen by chatzos, and the Ramah adds, v'yakdim atzmos shegam ha'halo yikrok kodem chatzos. The Ramah says you also have to finish challah before chatzos, and this is brought down in the name of the Ran. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, Shekivin shu zech lePesach, since this is a reminder of the Korban Pesach, tzorech li'ochlo b'zman Pesach. You have to eat it during the time of the Korban Pesach. V'Pesach eino nechol ela chatzos. And the Pesach is only eaten until chatzos. Now this is a huge machlokes that's brought down in the Bir HaLochovir and Dibra Masel Hezor. It brings down the famous machlokes in the Gemara between Orlozov and Azayah, who says that Minat Torah, it's only eaten until chatzos. Rabbi Akiva, who says that you're allowed to eat it all night long. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, most agree that he would hold that you should ideally eat it before chatzos as well. In any event, the Chofetz Chaim goes through this machlokis over here, and since there are many poskim he brings down that hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there are many poskim that hold like Rabbi Akiva, that many hold that they're not sure how to paskin. So the bottom line is that we should try, as possible, to go and eat the afikomen before chatzos. But he does bring down, and we discussed this previously, and you can see some of the Dershu footnotes as well, that if a person wasn't able to secure matzah, he could even ask a guy to go get a matzah from beyond the chum for a person to eat after chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, and certainly the matzah that you eat, alachilas matzah, that certainly should tzorech lizor ma'ot shalul achar ad chatzos. That certainly you shouldn't eat after chatzos. If you did do it after chatzos, mistapkim rishonim yotzei chavoso. There is a concern that maybe you weren't yotzei in this situation. If you're eating it after chatzos, the first matzah, so then there's a question, and you don't make alachilas matzah because safik brachos lahakil. And Gamara, the Mara likewise, after mean the Rabban, even though it's in the Rabban, and Yizol Ochlo Kodem Chatzos, she should also eat it before Chatzos. And likewise, in Echar, if you eat it only after Chatzos, Yochlenu below Bracha, you eat it because we fulfill the mitzvah, no problem in eating the mitzvah, doing the mitzvah after Chatzos, but don't make the Bracha because that's Safik Bracha's Lahakel. If you're running late and it's getting close to Chatzos and you haven't read that Gada yet, so what should you do? Go and make Kiddush, the first cup. Then make Hamotzi and Alechilas Matzah and eat the Matzah because we're eating the Matzah before Chatzos. Take care of Kodem Chatzos, then have the Mora before Chatzos, and only afterwards, V'achakach Yomer Haggadah, V'achakach Yiso Tzudoso, then have the Haggadah, read the Haggadah, and then eat your meal. You brought down the name of the Achronim. Dershu footnote number 10 has a further, deeper discussion about this. Should you make a t'nai if a person is going to eat some of the matzah before chatzos, some of the matzah after chatzos? So what should he do in these situations? So Ayin Shom and Dershu footnote number 10 for a number of different opinions amongst the Achronim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin says that the Ramah said you should also do challah before chatzos. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah in Birchoso Shemavarech Le'achra. This includes the bracha at the conclusion of challah. Yom Lechachil Kodem Chatzos. Ideally, you should have this before chatzos as well. The issue footnote number 11 explains Shirak Lechachil Tzorch Lahashim Sahal Kodem Chatzos. This is Lechachil. B'di'evet, however, if you finish it after chatzos, you can even say the bracha after chatzos without a problem. And the Tzitz Eliezer, Zatzal, Rav Waldenberg, Zatzal, brings down the Chofetz Chaim over here has changed his opinion what he wrote earlier in his youth in the Sefer Machane Yisrael, where he said previously, he originally wrote that you shouldn't say the bracha on it, but he changed his mind here in the Mishnah Berurah later in his life. He then brings down the Vilna Gaon, who says the reason why we want to do halal before chatzos. Because you also want to have the fourth cup ideally before chatzos. That all the four cups represent over here the mitzvah tzipur yitzias b'sraim, which should be before chatzos. However, in the Ma'aseh Rav, which tells us about the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, he writes over there hagro lo hikpid lahashem es halal kol chatzos. That the Vilna Gaon himself wasn't makpid to finish halal before chatzos. And he brings another reason from the Kaf HaChaim, Shapesach Ton Halo Bachiloso. The reason why people try to finish it before chatzos, because it's like the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach had to be finished before chatzos, and the Halo on the Korban Pesach was therefore before chatzos. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im Shochach V'lo Ochal Afikomen V'lo Nisgar Shenot HaYodov Osh Omer Havlo Nivorech, but a person forgot to eat the Afikomen, and he only remembered after he already washed his hands for my Machronim, or he said, let's bench, Rabosai Nivorech, Havlo Nivorech. So what do you do in that situation? Ochal Afikomen V'lo Birchas Hamotzi. Then you eat the Afikomen, you don't have to make another Hamotzi. V'lo Nisgar Shenot Birchas Hamotzi. But if you already said Birchas Hamotzi, then if you only remember then you didn't eat the Afikomen, Im Nisgar Kodim Shenot Bar Pia Gofen. If it's before the Bar Pia Gofen that comes at the conclusion of benching, so then you have to wash your hands again. Yitol Yodav, Yivarach Hamotzi, make a Nitilas Yadayim, make another Hamotzi, V'yochal Afikomen. And then the Ramah says, V'yachzor Yivarach Birchas Hamotzi, you have to bench again. And now you take the cup, Yivarach Bari Priya Gofen, V'yishtakos. Now you can take the third cup of wine, which is the cup that comes on the benching. You bench on the second time with the kos, and you make the Bari Priya Gofen then. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. The Mishbur explains in Zivkar Nches, the Afti B'simin Kufayin Tes, even though we're going to learn, Yeshomim Dim Omar Havlon Nevarach, Hede Hesach Adas, that normally when you say, let's bench, Rabosai Nevarach, that means you've ended the meal. And if you, in any point in time you'd want to eat then, you'd have to go and make new brachos. Hocha, here, it's not the same. Why? Ataka de Rachmona Samchina. We're relying upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. This is his table. This is the Afikomen that we're supposed to eat. And therefore, the ain't totally bedaito. It's not our concluding that we're finishing. It's Hashem saying when you're done, and you're only done when you eat the Afikomen. Dotzorch l'kayim, it's on Hashem, because you have to do what Hashem wants, and we're eating, so to say, at Hashem's table. And therefore, bevadeh ha-shichecha garmelo shiito yodov olomar havlo nevorach, and it's only because you forgot. Not because you really wanted to end the meal, you just forgot. If you had remembered, you certainly wouldn't have done this. So therefore, when you washed your hand, mayim achronim, or you said, Rabbi Sain of Erech, lo yisiach daito legamri, you really didn't conclude the meal, and therefore you can still eat over here, even though you normally would not be allowed to eat at this point. The issue foot number 13 qualifies this a little bit and says this is assuming the person understands the mitzvah of Afikomen. But if a person is a Baal Teshuva, he doesn't know about the mitzvah of Afikomen, Misha lo yada sheyes mitzvah lechol Afikomen, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says he would have to go back and wash and make a motzi again. And likewise, if somebody said, I absolutely am not going to eat anything more, I don't want to eat the Afikomen, and then he changes his mind, he'd also have to go back and make another Hamotzi. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes explains over here that we have to wash our hands again. The Kivin Sheberach Birchas Hamazon Asachtaite, because again, once you already benched, so you had Hesach Hadas, you have to wash Nun until you die. The issue footnote 14 reminds us, however, that if a person had concluded eating and said, I'm not going to eat anymore, and then they bring out more food to the table, he has to make a new bracha because he had Hesach Hadas. Then the Mishnah continues and says, from the Prima Gadim, Vayin and Prima Gadim, Shekosav, the Yito below Bracha. He brings down the Prima Gadim and says, you shouldn't make a bracha over here. Al Natilas Yodayim, Ubifrat Hecha Sheodea, Shlo Hisich Daito, Shlo Yivarach. In this situation, only if he knows for certain that he didn't have a Hesach Adas, then he doesn't have to make a new Natilas Yodayim. The issue foot number 15 reminds us we have the similar idea with the karpas. If a person knows that his hands were clean from the time he washed the karpas, then he shouldn't make an alatina sedaim when he does some motzi. We brought down the practical aid, so go touch yourself in a way that makes you have to make a new netila sedaim, so this way you don't have to worry about do I or do I not have the hesach hadas, and I do I or do I not have to make a bracha. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Tes brings down from the Groz. He writes, the Mavarach al Netilas Yadayim. However, even according to that opinion, if he knows for certain, Shelo Yisiach Daito, even the Groz would say, Modil de Lo Yivarach. He wouldn't have to make a new al Netilas Yadayim if he didn't have the Hesach Adas. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nyud tells us that you have to go make a new Bar Priya Gofen, Vizel Kol Shlishi. This Bar Priya Gofen that you make after the second benching, that's your Kol Shlishi. Velo Tzrichu Le, Lishtos, Ko Zeh, Somuch Lebirchas HaMozon HaRishon. And we don't drink this cup, even though you had it in your hand when you made the first benching, because you didn't yet eat the Afikomen. The lo tiknu kosh shlishi ella bigmar achilasa, because the kosh shlishi drinking over here for the benching is only when you finished really eating everything, and here you had another Afikomen. V'zeh shachach lechol Afikomen, here the person didn't have the Afikomen the first time, so he's like, misha lo gamar achilasa dami. He's like, he brings out from the Bach that you didn't finish your meal, even though you did finish your meal and you benched, nevertheless, that's not considered totally finishing the meal, because you still have to eat the Afikomen again, and therefore, you don't need to bench a la kos for the first benching that you made over here, but you just bench a la kos for the second benching, and that benching a la kos over here is your third cup of wine for the Seder. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Vim lo nizkar ad achar shebeach bar pi agofen. If you already made the parbi agofen, then you say, hey, I forgot to make the afikomen. I forgot to eat the afikomen. Lo yochal afikomen. In this situation, we don't eat the afikomen. Why? V'yismoch al matzah shocha b'soch hasuda. You rely upon the matzah that you ate during the meal. Shekulon shmuros hei mishas lisha. As long as that was shmur matzah, that was good matzah to be yotzei the mitzvah with, so then you can fulfill your obligation to eat the afikomen with that. Because you're not allowed to go and eat again after you have the third kos. Why not? Mishbrook explains in Sivkot Yudalev, Tim Yocha Yitztorach Lavarach Birchas Hamazon. If you eat it again, you have to make another Birchas Hamazon, or Birchas Hamazon Sarach Kos. You'd have to make another Kos, and then you'd have an extra cup, and that's a problem. Mimkein, who can most of Allah Kosas? It's like you have five Kosas, you're not allowed to do that. The Kosukam Achron, some Achron say, the Chosehu Lohani Poskim, the Sfirulu, Leel and Simon Kuf Bebez. This is only going according to that, which we learned earlier in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Bebez, that Birchas Hamazon Tuna Kos, that you must bench Allah Kos. However, Omnum Lefimin Ogenu, command Omer Birchas Hamazon, but Alma Enu Tuna Kos. There are opinions today that are Mako that say you don't have to bench Allah Kos. It's a beautiful thing to bench Allah Kos, but you don't have to. So Gam Achshav Yochal Afikomi, Virach Birchas Hamazon Likos. So then, eat the Afikomen again, bench again, and don't bench Allah Kos. According to the opinion, it says you have to bench ala kos, so then you rely upon the matzah shmur that you ate during the meal of the meal. Rotzulomar, that matzah that you ate during the meal will be your afikomen. Even though you didn't have intention. Even though you can't eat normally after the afikomen, you may have eaten something else after that. Nevertheless, you'd be able to be the evid with that as the afikomen. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us, "Ha im lo yelo shmura klal b'soch hasuda." But if you didn't have real shmura matzah during the meal, just had regular matzah, afshe b'tchilas hasuda ochal hakezayis matzah shmura kedin. Even though you ate a kezayis matzah for alachilas matzah, but then the rest of the matzah that you had wasn't shmura matzah, then chozav yochal avikom. Then you'd have to eat it again. The lo yotzi mitzvah avikom is it because you can't fulfill your mitzvah avikom with regular matzah. Da'abinon sheinechal al hasova because it has to be eaten al hasova. And the mitzvah matzah that you had for the alachilas matzah wasn't alasova. It brings down the name of the pre-chodesh and the pre-mugodim. So the Mechaber tells us this matzah, if it was really shmur matzah, is good. Shekul and shmur is hei mishas lisha, as long as it was real shmur matzah from the time of the kneading. Abu b'malkum shenagul latzo shimur lamatzah mitzvah mishas ksira. But according to those that have shmur matzah from the time of the reaping, so then afilu niskar adachar hala. Then, if you didn't remember until after the hala, but you didn't eat any of the real this type of shmur matzah mishmur mitzvah ksira during the meal, yito yado yivarach hamotzi v'yochal afikomen. Then you have to go wash again, make another motzi, and then you eat the afikomen again. Mishmur explains the Sivkot Yudalin, V'lo achal miyosa matzah tochazuda. Of course, you didn't eat that shmura matzah, that real true shmura matzah during the meal. She'yachol lismo chazil l'shem apikomen. You could rely upon that for the apikomen. Sivkot Tezvav, certainly, if you remember before you started saying halal, then you certainly should go and eat the afikomen and make another birchas hamazon ala kos. And this wouldn't be considered drinking another cup between the third and fourth cup, as we want to learn that is forbidden. Nevertheless, this isn't the problem here. Shekiva shashlishi hoya betos. This third cup that you drank was a mistaken cup. So therefore, chozer akos shemavarech alav ata liyos shlishi. So therefore, the cup that you're drinking right now will be the real third cup, and the other cup isn't considered a third cup. Then you make another bari pri agafen. That's not a problem. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Hagav Yachzov Yorich ala kos, you have to make another bracha on the kos, Vein Lochosh B'meshe Mosef ala kosos, and we don't concern ourselves with making an extra kos over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yitzayin, Shekivon Shemitchila Hoya Kos Shlishi B'tol, since the third cup was a mistake, as we just pointed out. Nechshav Zakos to Kos Shlishi, so this is the real third cup. And even though you're drinking it after the fourth cup, it's not a problem. V'av She'im Kein Hu Shalok Yisidri, now you've drunk the fourth cup before the third cup. Sheikhtim Zakos Shal Halo Shu Roy Lios Akwa, and that should have been the fourth cup, and now it's really the third cup. And let's say the Ma'akiv, after the fact, it's okay that you're drinking the third cup after the fourth cup. Furthermore, you should know, and according to the opinion that we brought down, the Mekel opinion, that you don't have to bench halakos, so now eat the afikomen and don't make a bracha on it, and be yotzi before with your third kos, and now don't have another kos. Finally, the Ramah brings down from the Rokeach, if the person lost his afikomen, they can't find it, the kids took it and they didn't give it back. As long as you take another good piece of shmura matzah, so then that can be your afikomen, and that's the way one can fulfill the important mitzvah of afikomen. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Ayin Zayin and today's shir.